No dead waters come from him. That's the evil today. That's the evil. And I want to work on that one a little bit. They have forsaken the fountains of living water. The evil in the hearts today have forsaken the fountain of living waters. You have forsaken the fountain of the living waters. We're trying to find the waters in everything. You're not going to find them in your wicked sons and daughters. You're not going to find them in your unholy mother, your unholy father, your unsavory husband, your perverted wife. You're not going to find it there. It's not going to come from there. You're going to find it only in your way. And when you find him, because you find him, it's only because you have drank from the well of the fountain that never runs dry. And your wake is the fullness of Messiah, the well that we drink from. Because we're drinking out of mud pits. Drinking from contaminated water. Spirits are contaminated. Souls are contaminated. You drink from that living source that has a revitalization. There's life down there. There's a comfort to a man's soul. There's a breath. There's a hope that burns deep in a man's soul. He said, you have forsaken me. I'm the fountain. Not fountains, but he said, I'm the fountain of living waters. From me flows the living waters. Whether the water of hope or the water of faith, the water of Messiah, from me flows the water. I'm the fountain of living waters. He is the fountain. Almighty Yahweh is the fountain of living waters. No other fountain. You're not going to get water from the other fountain. Are you trying to find waters from other fountains? And they're not satisfying the soul. It's not at all. He's on the fountain of living waters. He is. No other fountain. No other fountain you're going to find. No other refreshing you're going to find. And in that fountain of truth came Messiah. And that fountain of hope is Messiah. Out of that living water came hope in Messiah. Out of that living water came a well of resurrection. In that well of that living waters of Yahweh came the assurance of our salvation in Messiah Yeshua. See, that's the water, and we drink from that. Or sometimes you sense as though that your salvation is not sure, so you go to the wells of water. You go to the fountain. This is the fountain. Every word of Yahweh is pure. Therefore, his servants love it. Every word of Yahweh is pure. And that's why his servants love it. And so you go to the fountain. Here's the fountain here. And you find the well of his truth. And it fills your soul. And then you sense the revitalization, the reviving of your soul and your mind and your spirit. Whereby there is a rejoicing in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. Here's the fountain of living waters. And he said, you have forsaken me. You've gone after things that are broken. And that's why your hearts are broken. Your minds are broken. Spirits are there broken. Because you're drinking from a dead cesspool of fleshly vanity desires. No life in it. No life. There should be one hope beyond and in this life. And that is to see him. Nothing else. Everything else will be added unto you. He knows how to give you shoes. He knows how to give you a wife or husband. He knows how to give you children. He knows how to give you all those things. He knows how to give you brothers and mothers, friends and saints. He knows how to do all those kinds of things. All that. Everything. He supplieth. You don't supply anything. And you can't supply anything. He supplieth. All of our need, he supplieth. All of it. He is the one. Not a sparrow fall from the heavens. He know what need the sparrow has, and he takes care of the sparrow. Are we not much greater, more valuable than sparrows? And if he takes care of them, he has not left after your charge to take care of you. He is a loving, kind father. And he wants to take care of his house. Any kind of a father wants to take care of his children. He doesn't want to leave that to someone else to take care of you. He doesn't want to leave that to your flesh to take care of you. He wants to do that. And when he does it, he wants you to acknowledge that he has done it. And so you can't say that you found iniquity in him. He doesn't want you to say that. Glory to the Father. They have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of living waters. They have gone away from this hope. The spring that brings forth life. The spring that brings about a refreshing to a man's soul. It causes that hope to burn down in his soul. Knowing that Yahweh will never leave him nor forsake him. It does something to revitalize him. In a weary land, in a weary day that we're in. You began to forsake the fountain of living waters. The fountains of living waters. They flow like rivers. They never stop. The flowing of His Spirit flows in a man's soul. Sure it does. He says in Jeremiah chapter 17, we have forsaken the fountain of living water. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 12. He says, unto the house of Israel, he says, I want you to know that a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. It's not just some corrupt thing, but it's a glorious high throne. That's the place of our sanctuary. That we come into the presence of His glory, His mighty might and power. O Yahweh, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth. Their names that desire shall be earthly. They shall be given over unto the earthly desires, and their names shall be lost in the earth. We have an eternal name. We have an everlasting name that when we see Him, He's going to give us a white stone with our names written therein. And nobody knows that name but us. And those that forsake Him, their names are eternally marred in the place of this earth, in this earthly place. He said, because they have forsaken me, Yahweh, the fountain of living waters. They have forsaken Him. He is the fountain of living waters. It is by Him, because Yahweh is a spirit. And in that spirit is life, and the life of His will, His purpose, and the power of His glory is expressed in that water. It's one thing about water. It has life, and living water, it has life in it. It refreshes a man's soul. It brings about a revitalization to his soul. We need to plunge deep into this living well. We need the Spirit of Yahweh filling our souls and our minds, overcharging our inward parts, that His breath fill our souls, and that the life that we now live in this earthen body, we live by the faith, by the power of the living water of the Son of Yahweh. It is the water that we drink from. We know that Messiah is a refreshing water that refreshes our souls. Heal me, O Yahweh, and I shall be healed. I believe that. If He heals us, we are healed. If Yahweh heals you, you're healed. If He makes you whole, you're whole. He says, save me, and I shall be saved. Just save me, Father. And if you save me, I'm saved. Bottom line. He said, for Thou art my praise. For I know if you heal me, I'm healed. I know if you save me, I am saved. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of Yahweh? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee. Neither have I desired the wolf for day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. You know that I've been one that has served you, as Jeremiah said. I've been a pastor before thee. He said, even in that day and that hour of terror, let there be hope in my soul. Let me hope in this everlasting King and His kingdom that shall be revealed. This is an evil day, Sage. You gotta have hope in this day. And Messiah is our hope. That's why we must have a testimony that your Shua is salvation. He is the salvation of Yahweh. Save me. And that's what Messiah did. He sealed our salvation. He sealed the assurance of our salvation. Save me and I'll be saved. Heal me and I'll be healed. And those that are saved from the foundation of the earth are saved. And those that are not, He brought many out of Egypt. And they were not saved. He destroyed them there in the wilderness because they believed not. You must believe if He heals you, you heal. You must believe if He saves you, you are saved. You must believe that if he tells you to drink from the well, the fountain that never run dry, and it doesn't run dry. You began to drink from the Spirit. What? His words that are spoken unto us, they're Spirit. And you began to drink from the words of the Scripture. You began to rely upon this. You began to drink from this system, this spiritual system. It never goes dry. It is never broken. The words that he gave us, he gave them from the Father because he spoke all things that he heard the Father. And all things that the Father gave him to do, he had seen the Father do them. And they was done to glorify the Father. And now we glorify the Son and make known the name of the Son because in him was the Father's name revealed. And we can appreciate Yahweh for sending him to make known his personality unto us. Man didn't know the personality of Yahweh. Now we know it. No doubt about who he is. Without the wonder whom he is, we can know. He fills us with the knowledge of all understanding. We can understand all things. He wants us to understand all things. He doesn't want us to be barren. He wants us to drink from the fountains of water. And they never run dry. As a fountain of hope you need to drink today. As a fountain of healing and salvation. The only thing you need to do is drink from it. The fountain of rejoicing. Sure, we just need to drink from the fountains of the living waters of Yahweh. We must drink from it. There's no other way. No other way is going to happen. But that way, where's the word of Yahweh? Let it come now. Where's the fulfillment of his truth? Where's word being brought to pass? They say he's coming, but he hasn't shown himself. He has come in the flesh already. He dwells here in this earthen tabernacle. That's why you need to drink from that well in the morning. The waters of faith. The living waters of hope. You need to drink from it. Get up in the morning. There are those that get up in the morning. They drink from the water of death. And hell and anger. Hostility. They burn in their indignation. They burn in their heated argument. They love to be confrontational. They're waking with that kind of spirit. You're not drinking from the living wells. That's the well of death. You get up angry at Yahweh. You get up angry at your wife, your children, your sons, your daughters. You're angry with everyone. You're drinking from a system that is broken. You're not drinking from the living source. There's no living water in that. That's a well of stench. A well of darkness. Got every kind of foul thing there is in it. Get up your mind all corrupted, all polluted. You haven't had a good drink that night before you went to bed. You have drank from a well that brings you on to death and nothing but death. I want to drink from the well of life. And you must drink from the Spirit, saints. Every word that he speaks is spirit. Every word that Yahweh speaks is spirit in life. That's what he speaks. That's just not Old Testament, but it's New Testament. If he wrote the old, it's the same as the new. You can't depart the old from the new or the new from the old. They fulfill one another. The old saints that wait upon the promise, they can't maybe be made perfect without us. And when they see us, they're going to believe that the faith was an assured faith. Because in that faith, that well, that they didn't drink from the way we did, but they had faith to believe in the promise that he would come. And they can't be made complete without us. And we can't be made complete without them. We need them like they need us. That's how that works. It's going to work like that. It sure isn't going to work your way or my way. And I bless you always for that. Thank God it's not working your way or my way. Our ways are corrupt and they're vile and they're evil. They stink. That's what they're full of. That's why you got to crucify your way. Crucify your flesh. With all the affections and lusts you have. You got lust for everything but a desire to know him. We ought to covet the best gift. The earnest, the best gift. That's what you need to covet. You need to covet the love of Yahweh down in your soul. You need to covet gifts like prophecy. That you may speak with the tongues of utterance. That it may be a revelation to the ears of Yahweh's people. You ought to prophesy by faith. We can do everything. We can prophesy everything that the powers of hell tell us to prophesy. You prophesy lies. You prophesy gossip. You prophesy backbiting. You prophesy talking and lying words and words of death. But there is no word of prophecy. Because your mind is given unto a system that is full of darkness. You're drinking from a place that is full of stench. It is full of death. The scripture says in Zechariah chapter 17, 14, the word of Yahweh. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 8. Hallelujah. Zechariah, as he prophesied concerning this great river, this flow, and the sanctuary of Yahweh. It says, Zechariah 14, verse 8, and it shall be in that day that living waters, yet the living waters, they're not coming forth out of your heritage. They shall go forth out of Jerusalem. That's where they're going to go out forth out of. And we've been birthed from above by motherly and heavenly Jerusalem. We have the Spirit of the Father in us. So the living water shall go out of Jerusalem, half of them towards the former sea and half of them toward the higher sea. In summer and in winter it shall be. And he says in verse 9, And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth in that day. Shall there be one Yahweh, and his name shall be, or his name one. Messiah did not come to separate his name from the Father. He came to show us the fountain of living waters. And out of that fountain of living waters flow the waters. He was a stream in the midst of a dry, parched land. And in a place in Jerusalem, the only thing they had is the angel coming and moving the waters. The prophets, their mouths were sealed. There was no word coming from the Father. 400 years from Malachiah, they had not received a sure word. Why? Because they had gone backwards and slid back. Sin against Yahweh. Going after strange type of things. That's what's happening today. Men are drawn by all kinds of strange spirits. They don't try them by the spirit of truth. They don't have time for that today. Got time for everything. Ball games, television, computers. No time for him. Got time for folly, foolishness, sin, lust, filling their bellies. But no time for him. Got time to read the love novels, the romance novels, but no time for the true lover, because he's not a lover to them. Got time to read U.S. News, USA News, Charlotte's News, and New York's News, but no time for the true lover. Why? Because they don't want him to lay upon the breast or the bosom of their hearts. They don't want him there in their heart affairs. They don't want him in their hearts. Why? Because once he gets there, he gets into your affairs. He began to show you how corrupt your affairs are. So they're in love with everything but him. The water that he flowed, that he brings unto this generation of water that is sweet. And no bitterness in this water. They would rather have the bitter things. They would rather have the cursed things and the things that are cursed and the things that are bitter. The things that speak forth no life, they'd rather have that. He is a well of living water. He brought forth a well and a stream from the Father that no man can shut it off unless he turns his heart away from him. Admit to their turning their hearts away from Yahweh. They say to that stream, I don't want to drink from it. We know whereby our refreshing is going to come from Jerusalem. It's going to come from Yahweh. It's not going to come, no. And your sure Messiah is going to have to be the ruler and the king in our lives. He must govern your lives. He must govern every aspect, your walk, your talk, the way you live, the way you walk, and the things you do. He must govern every aspect of your life. We began to walk in that kingdom blessing that he is going to rule in every aspect of our lives. Hallelujah. And so that living water is going to flow from the sanctuary, whereby he is gathered, where two or three are gathered in his name, whereby the fellowship is with the Father and truly with the Son, whereby we know that the fellowship is true and right. It's not a fellowship with the world. It's not a fellowship with the corrupt ones, but it's a fellowship with the Father truly and with the Son. And when you began to drink from that cistern, that living source of water, then the soul will rejoice in that understanding of truth that reveals unto you actually who you are. Show you your position and your state in that hour that you may be washed and cleansed by the blood of Messiah, that you may truly be a son and a son indeed. It's going to have to come to that. Hallelujah. The Messiah didn't sell the Father short. The scripture says in John chapter 4, he didn't sell him short. No one but at all. Our religion and our tradition have sold him short. The Messiah didn't. Hallelujah. The scripture says in John chapter 4, hallelujah. John chapter 4. I want to read a few verses here. Because it said, as Messiah departed from Galilee, here in John chapter 4, verse 1. When therefore Yeshua knew how that Pharisee had heard that Yeshua had baptized more disciples than John, though Yeshua himself baptized none but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. He had to go there through Samaria, for there was a well there in Samaria that he had to go. And the scripture said, then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Yeshua, now look at this. Being what? He was weary. He was perplexed. He was weary, is what the scripture says. He was weary. And he had to refresh his soul. He knew what he was sent forth to do. The scripture says, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Now he came to the well with nothing to draw from the well, but he had something to draw from the well. It was not that well. He had to go through Samaria because she needed to draw. They needed to draw. You need to draw from the well. So he must come through Jefferson that you must draw. And he's weary with the sin and the corruption of this generation. He's weary with you putting everything before him. He's weary with you putting your mama, your daddy, your sons, your daughter, their sins and their iniquity before him. He's weary with that. You're putting everything before you put him and their personality, their character, their feelings, how they feel, and you don't care about how he feels. Well, I care about how he feels. I don't care about how they feel about me. I want him to know that I'm his son. And if I'm his son, then I will obey his commandments. My love is to do what he commands me to do. He said, now that well was there, but Yeshua, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Yeshua saith unto her, give me to drink. She had nothing for him to drink. Truly she didn't. We have nothing for him to drink. We drink from him. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Yeshua answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of Yahweh, if we truly knew the gift of Almighty Yahweh. He said, if thou truly knew the gift of Yahweh, and who it is that said to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. If thou truly knew the gift of Yahweh. Do we understand that gift today? Do you know what that gift is? I will read you two verses of scripture. I know what they say, but I want to read them to you. The scripture says in Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yeshua, Messiah, our hope. He said, woman, if you knew the gift of Yahweh, that I am your eternal life, then you would have asked me for drink. You would have asked me for the living water. For out of me floweth the living water. It doesn't come any other way but out of me. For thou knewest the gift of Yahweh. And that is our salvation through that one name. Oh, Yahshua. That is the name of salvation. If thou knewest the gift of Yahweh, if you knewest it, you would have asked me for the living water. That's the gift of Yahweh, that we should have eternal life through Yeshua Messiah. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that is not of yourself, it is a gift. It is a gift of Yahweh. And that gift comes by the hands of Yahshua. Salvation. Our eternal salvation and our eternal life. That is the gift of Yahweh. He said, if you knew what gift was in your presence, if you knew what the Father had done, if you understand what is there manifested before you, you would have said, give me water to drink. Give me the living water. You see the water that she drank from, she had to go there every day to the well of Jacob and get water. Yet you drink from that well, you should never get weary. She says, he said, if you knew who I was, you would have asked me to give you living water. The woman says in verse 11, John 4, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater? Did she not say this? Art thou greater than our father Jacob? He came out of the same lineage. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Yahshua answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water, they're going to thirst again. Your soul is not going to be refreshed. You're going to feel the weariness and the anxiety. He came to that water to drink that she, knowing the scripture. She knew that. She knew her father Jacob. She knew that Jacob had given her the well, but she did not know the well, the water. She didn't know the living water. So he came there to be refreshed. That she would have came and said, for thou art that living source of water. He was weary in his soul. He didn't need water. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He knew that was a trial of affliction that would try him. And that was a great burden upon his back. He should die for the sins of this corrupt world that despise him and reject him. They put vile things before they put him. They reject him for association. No, I love him. I don't know how to express that. I really don't. The only way to keep his commandments. I don't know how to say it, but that is the only way. It's not a feel. Faith in my heart. I want to do right. And whatever he tells me to do is not too hard. There's nothing too hard for me to do for him. For Yahshua paid it all, the price for me. So when he tells me to deny myself, that's not a hard thing. Pick up my cross daily and follow him. It's not a hard thing. It's not a hard thing at all. None whatsoever. For even in doing that, there's a well that he supplies a refreshing. That my soul doesn't get weary and dry. That I can be refreshed in this journey as I pick up this cross daily. As I pursue his will. The purpose that he has ordained for my life. It is not the sin. It is not to endure the sumptuous corrupt pleasures of this earth today. But to know that you dwell in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. And that his glory shine forth from your soul. There's nothing any greater than that. For life in this realm, as you know it, is going to cease. For it is appointed that all men, every man, is going to cease to live. That this flesh shall stop its breathing. Every flesh. Yahshua said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. But the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahshua, Messiah, our hope. He said, this well that springs forth in my soul, it will spring up unto everlasting life. Does the mind and the natural conscience of man ever think about everlasting life? We really never draw our thoughts unto the things that are spiritual. And that is why we charge him with iniquity. But we don't say you're done wrong, Yahweh. But things do not go according to our expectations. What we believe that they should be. then somewhere there's a question in our minds. We want to ask, but we're afraid to ask. And so we believe that he has done something that is not accordingly or right or properly done on my behalf. Has nothing to do with his will being wrought in us. Has nothing to do with his purpose being done or finished in our lives. Has nothing to do with that. It is our own little world and our own little desires that we have corrupted so. If a man truly delights himself in your way, he will give him the very desire of his heart. He puts the I believe he actually puts the desire there. We look at our desires, they're all corrupt. They're vile desires. They're not clean desires. Look at your desires doing today, what you think on. Do you truly desire? Do you earnestly desire to see his glory? Is that the thought of your mind during the day? We can deceive ourselves into looking impressive in front of others. But is that our desire? Is our desire to walk in his presence and to behold his beauty and his glory? Or our minds on other little things? Other little things, little trinkets that occupy our minds. And we desire to do that. And we haste to do those things. There's no haste to pray. Hallelujah. No haste to come before him. No haste to fast. No haste to study the scriptures. No haste to fall prostrate. Or we can kid ourselves. We can deceive ourselves. And the heart is deceitful. Above all things, desperately wicked. That's why Yahweh must give you pastors after his heart. He must. They will feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's why he has to do that. So is that the truth itself? Is there a burning yearning in your soul that you may stand in his awe and his presence? Or is there some kind of fleshly thing you want to fulfill that day? Is there some little natural thing that keeps you away because you know your carnality is enmity against him? And it keeps you away from reverencing and acknowledging him and your mind on him. Well, I concur with the latter, the natural things and the carnal things. Because the flesh is enmity against him. And our minds are always occupied with those things. It's not a spiritual law that flows our souls. And that's what we thirst all the time. There's a thirst there. Always a thirst. Do you understand that a man, when he prepares himself for a marathon, runners, they consume water, but they know how to consume it. They don't bloat themselves so their bellies become bloated. They don't weigh themselves down. They know exactly how much water to drink. And every so many miles, they will drink water. They know exactly how their bodies dehydrate. And they simply want to rehydrate their bodies or to bring a little moisture there so that the joints will stay lubricated and all of that. And that's what we need today, saints, to keep our faith intact, keep our hearts pure, our minds, that we don't allow the subtlety of darkness and those little foxes to come in and to destroy the vines. We allow those little spirits to enter into our thoughts and our mind and our thinking process, that our minds are so far removed from him, that he has become something that is unreal. He is not a reality. He is just a formality and a form of a ritual that we do all the time. That's it. You can say what you will or what you may. That's it. Becomes a ritual thing. Becomes a religious thing. A thing of practice that has no power. Has no anointing. That was a ritual for that woman. She went to that well every day. And Yahshua knew she would be at that well. There was no one else there. The apostles had gone out to buy meat. It was only her. Don't you understand in the story? Because they said, has someone brought in meat? She got meat to eat that you know not of. And meat is to do the will of my Father. And to finish it. And so we got all the religious formats there that any man can have. She said, our Father, Jacob, our Father, he dug this well and he drank from this well. So I know what we're drinking from. I know the flow of this well. It's been here for 1,000 years. This well's been here. So I know the flow of this. And it had to run dry. That was a testimony he put in the middle, midst of them, that there was one coming with the flow of living water. The Spirit of the Father, because you're always a spirit. And when a man drinks from that, when he drinks from that spirit, he will never thirst. He will never get weary. He will never be overcome by the weariness of this land. Why? Because there's a living flow of well in his soul that refreshes him. When children, sons, and daughters despise you, still there's a well that flows from your soul. When mother calls you a lunatic and daddy despise you, there's a well that flows down in your soul. When they ostracize you and say all manner of evil against you and say that you have lost it all and we have lost it all for the glory of his name's sake, I don't mind losing it all for his sake. For there's nothing to gain in this life, but to gain my position and place in his presence. Nothing else. Nothing else. When you go to the grave, you're forgotten just like every other man. The rich and the poor, they fall the same thing. They go to the grave and they die. I was looking the other day at the family in America where they all are billionaires, the Waltons. And between five of them, they all own 20-some billion dollars apiece, over $100 billion. But the old man's Walton, his name is forgotten. He is not talked about no more than a man in poverty. For there's no strength from the grave. There's no power at all. None whatsoever. We drink from a well that never run dry. And by the same Spirit that quickened Messiah from the grave, we're going to get up. For the flow of that water is going to flow. Oh, I know it sounds to the world like some mythical thing. And you all intend for it to sound that way. Giving them ears to hear, but they hear not. He doesn't intend for them to hear. He doesn't intend for them to understand what he's speaking to a house that he is going to save. Heal me, that I will be healed, and I know I'm healed. I want you to save me, and there is no doubt that I am saved. And when a man is saved, he will do the will of the Father and please him in everything he does. He's not trying to please his flesh, but he wants to please the Father. The woman said unto him, verse 15, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not. Neither come hither to draw. Yeshua said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Yeshua said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou true. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She said, our fathers worship in the mountains. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Yeshua said unto her, Woman, flee me, for the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. That's what he said, Yahweh. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Yeshua came unto his own, and they received him not. They rejected him. He said, But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And then he says, Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's why you have very little spirit in the hearts of many today. Because Messiah spoke about the well, this living well, that will flow from a man's belly. And Yahweh is a spirit. He is the fountain of living waters. He is the fountain of living waters. And when a man has that anointing of the Father in his soul, and that is the testimony of Messiah. For he came to bring glory unto the Father and to make his name known unto men. When a man truly has the testimony a Messiah, then the well of gladness, the waters of gladness, the water of joy, the water of thanksgiving. He drinks from that. Even in despair, even in moments where his life, he has no control or no power to save himself. And yet he drinks from the waters of pleasures. For me to die is gain. For me to live is sure. For me to die is gain. And he knows that if he suffer with him, he's going to live with him. So he drinks from those waters. He drinks from those wells or those living waters that cause his soul to come alive and to cause him to walk in the fervent power of that truth. He doesn't deny it. He doesn't turn his heart away from it. He waits on it. He believes it. And nothing causes him to turn against it. Nothing at all. Then today they're turning because of vanity. Because their hearts are given over unto vanity. They're given over to the things that will not bring about any life at all in them. Verse 25, the woman said unto him, I know Messiah cometh, which is called Yeshua. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Yeshua said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. He said, I'm the one, I'm the hope, I'm the salvation of Yahweh, nor the name. For there is no other name given under heaven whereby salvation is the name, and that is Messiah. He says here in John chapter 7, verse 37 through verse 40. John chapter 7. As he began to speak about the great prophecy of this pouring out of this great river of water, Messiah said, in the last day, the great day of feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, do we thirst today? Is there thirst in a man's soul? John 7, 37. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, look at what he says. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this, said of a truth, this is a prophet. This is the prophet. This is the one. This is the one that will come from the bosom of Yahweh and speak for him. Surely this is. He said, if any man thirst in this hour, let him come unto me. And they are not coming unto Messiah. They go after every kind of strange thing. Every kind of corrupt thing. We would rather pursue our feelings and our emotions than to pursue truth. We will go to some of those of familiar spirits that to go to him that will judge our spirits and show us how corrupt our spirit is. It will show you how corrupt your spirit is. And so we rather pursue those of familiar spirits that will grant unto you some strength or some refreshing, and yet after they're gone out of your presence, you die the more and the more. And you thirst again, so you got to call. You need to find them to reassure yourself. He said, when you began to drink from this well, he said, you will never thirst again. He said, there's life in this water. You won't thirst again. And we find a thirsty people today. They're thirsting. They're never satisfied. Your hearts are never content. There's never pleasure in their souls. They ought not to be. You're looking for a quenching of your thirst, and it's not going to come from any other thing but coming unto him. And you must come unto him. Why? Because he even said that I will pray to my Father when his time was up, and he will send you another comforter. He will send you a well, and it's the living well. He is the fountain of living waters. The fountain of living waters. For the Father is a spirit. Messiah was not a spirit. He was the spirit in a flesh. The spirit was in that flesh. That's why he weary. Yahweh doesn't get weary. I know the scripture may use expressions like that, but the true Hebrew text is not in the sense that his soul get depressed and oppressed. He made himself known that there will be a sure testimony and a word of hope. That there will be no doubt at all that you could say, well, I didn't know. Oh, we know. We do know. We do know today. And there is no doubt at all. He has made known his truth unto man. And so when we reject that, then woe unto us. Glory to Yahweh. The scripture says in Hebrews, I want to read a few scriptures. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21 and verse 22. When I began to walk in this law of Yahweh, the scripture said that the law of the wise is a fountain of life. He knows who Yahweh is when he walks in that law. That's why we need to love Yahweh with our souls. His charge, His governing power that He governs us, saints. We need His fear because the fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life. It is a fountain. It causes us to depart from evil. And that is what it does. Hallelujah. Paul says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21. Thank you, Father. Paul says, Hebrews 10, verse 21. And having an high priest over the house of Yahweh, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, David said, thy servants love it. Thy word, the word of Yahweh, all of His words are pure words, not some. All of them. And so let us, as Yahweh, wash us with this pure water, this living water. And that is His Spirit to cleanse us and to sanctify us. We that are led by the Spirit, we are His sons. And there's a cleansing by His Spirit, because the spirit of man is vile. It's a corrupt thing. It doesn't bring forth any kind of life. Death, corruption, sin, constantly. Constantly. All the words of Yahweh, they're pure words, saints. Not some, but they're pure. Hallelujah. David said, forever, Yahweh, thy word is settled in heaven. His words are forever settled in heaven. And nobody's going to change that. You cannot, neither I. His words are settled. They are sealed by the blood, the Messiah. And nothing is going to change it. John saw in Revelation chapter 7, verse 13. Revelation chapter 7, verse 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they now, which came out of great tribulation, trials, and afflictions. He said, I have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are those that are cleansed by the blood of Messiah. They are washed. They are sanctified. He says, therefore are they before the throne now of Yahweh to serve Him day and night in His temple. And He sitteth on a throne, shall dwell amongst them. He said, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Why should they never thirst? Because He tells you in verse 17, He said, for the Lamb, Yeshua, which is in the midst of the throne, He shall feed them and shall lead them unto the fountains of living water. In the beginning He said, for they have forsaken the fountains of living waters. And when Messiah dealt with the water, He dealt with the water. The water of the Spirit. And Yahweh is the power. The source of life. Yeshua is going to lead them to the fountains. That's all right. He's going to lead them to the fountains of water. And He said, and Yahweh shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. So what He's trying to do is lead you. Yeah, He said, come on, apostles. He said, I don't call you servant, because a servant knows not what his master does. I call you brothers, friends, a friend. That's what He calls us. And so He has showed us how to come and drink from the fountain never run dry. And John said, when I saw this array of people, He said, I saw Messiah lead them to this to these fountains of living waters. He led them. He shall lead. When someone leads you, they guide you. Shows you how to do it. And he brings them to the fountains of the living waters of Almighty Yahweh. Revelation 21:4. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. I bless you, Father. Man, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any pain. Heal me, Father, that I know that I'm healed. He said there shall be no pain at all. For the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Where have your fathers found iniquity in me? For his words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He said, there will be nothing that prevents you from getting unto Messiah. Nothing. Oh, here's the fountain of water. He is the Spirit of Yahweh dwelling in flesh that revealed truth unto us. And he said, you'll be able to drink. You'll know that this is the fountain of water. For out of the waters of me flow the fountain of hope that preserves a man's soul. And that is the water we must drink from in this hour. And we must know that we're drinking from that fountain of living water. That's why men are thirsting today. They're trying to find in everything but him. That's why we must consider him unless we be weary. He suffered contradiction of sinners and wicked ones, and we must consider him unless we be weary. And our own minds, we faint. We faint. And that's why many are fainting today. They don't consider him. They don't consider what he suffered. He said, He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his Yahweh, and he shall be my son. He wants us to overcome. No, he doesn't want us to be bound. He wants us to overcome. And he has given us a hope, a living water that flows from the well of the kingdom that he has set it down for us. And we just drink from the well. And our souls will never go thirsty. We will live because he lives. We can live, saints, because he lives. Because he is the source of our life. Yet our salvation is life eternal. And Messiah is the source of that life. He is. He is. He is the source of that life. The hope of eternity in the kingdom of glory. So let us drink from the well. Drink from the wells of water. Let us not forsake the living wells or the fountains of waters. That's an evil in the heart of man today, for they will not drink from the waters of Almighty Yahweh. And let us drink from that well and rejoice. It seems bitter, but it's sweet when it gets down in your belly. It will refresh your soul. It seems like a hard thing, boy, but it will cleanse you out. That's the best cleanser you will ever get. It will cleanse out every sin, every corrupt thing. You'll find yourself refreshed. That is what he wants to do with his house today. So I say to us all, let us drink of the Spirit of Yahweh. What Spirit? For every word that he speak unto us is Spirit, and it is light. So drink of the living well, the wells of water, the fountains of living water. May he give you strength and peace today. Cause your hearts to rejoice. Cause the blessing to overtake you. And that is his fullness in your heart. That you know that everything that he does, that is well. And you say, it's well in my soul. And you know that as well. In death as well. In life as well. In trials as well. In tribulations. Whatever he does, you count him faithful because he is more than able to do all things. He is. He is more than able. And he has shown us his ableness in saving us from the beginning. Before the foundations, he called us to be sons and to deliver us. And I rejoice in that.
I don't want to do like the ones that did not believe coming out of Egypt. I don't want to do like Lot's wife. And she turned back and became a pillar of salt. And the scripture says she's still there to the day of judgment. Oh, I know men have tried to find her. She's there. Yahweh says she's there. And she's going to be there until the day of judgment. She's there. She became a pillar of salt. Salt loses savor. It's good for nothing. May Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. That's all right. I ain't going to stop preaching for any of you.